Have you ever received a gift so wonderful that you couldn't stop asking, why me? Well, on my wedding day, that question filled my heart, and it led me to a beautiful reminder of God's grace that I can't wait to share with you. What comes to mind when you remember your wedding day? Yesterday was mine and Sean's 14th wedding anniversary, and I can still remember standing there and holding my brother's arm as he was about to walk me down the aisle to my soon-to-be husband. And as the doors opened, I caught the first glimpse of him. He was standing tall and proud, and a wide smile was just spread across his face. And he was in the suit that I had picked out for him. In fact, I'm pretty sure it was the first time I'd ever seen him in a suit. It was light tan. He had a pale yellow tie, a small little rose pinned to the lapel, and he sure looked handsome standing there with his hands clasped behind him. And in just a few moments, this man, this incredible man, was going to be my husband. And all I could think was, how? How in the world did this happen? Could a woman like me receive such a tremendous gift? And with every step towards the man of my dreams, I just couldn't get over the fact that I was about to marry the Sean Merrill. He's kind, he's compassionate, he's caring, he's strong, funny, he's patient. My goodness, how patient he is. He's loving and silly and fun, and I know you get it. He was dreamy and I was head over heels. But the question was still in my mind. I mean, me? Why would he choose to marry me? I'm not worthy of this man, and I don't deserve him. Yet there he stood, ready to receive me as his bride. Grace, God's beautiful gift. It's defined as the undeserved favor of God. Grace is a gift, a loving and beautiful gift, and we receive something that we didn't earn. We can't work for it. It's simply given to us because He loves us. 1 Corinthians 1:4 says, I always thank my God for you because of His grace given you in Christ Jesus. See, Paul wrote this letter to the church in Corinth, and there was much to come in what he wanted to say, but he started with greetings, and then Paul gave thanks to God for these people. He was grateful for the beautiful gift of grace that God had given them and that they had accepted. The grace that they couldn't earn, that none of us can, yet it's available to all of us. And He offers us this beautiful gift of salvation, eternal life with Him, if we'll choose to receive it. And just like my question on my wedding day, I still wonder, how? Us? I mean, we're covered in sin. Doesn't He know what we've done? Doesn't He know what we've said? Wasn't it our sins that sent Him to the cross in the first place? How could He love me? How could He desire to have eternity with us? How could He desire to call us His bride? Grace. The beautiful, unmerited favor of the Lord. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. That grace is available to you too. If you've never accepted His beautiful gift, why not today? Let's talk a little bit more about God's grace and His love for us. I'm going to send you a text with some questions and some scriptures that we can spend some more time together in this morning. All you have to do is just text the word AWAKE to the number on your screen. Hey, thanks for joining me today. I hope you enjoy your day.